He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host. Today, we're going to talk about developing resilience and maintaining motivation during early stages in business. I heavily reflected on today's topic, and I came up with four things for you to be able to do to really develop resilience, grit, and maintain at least some motivation during the early stages. And as you listen to the show, you will understand why maintaining motivation isn't normal. But there are ways to continue regardless of being motivated. So on that note, let me teach you how to stay resilient. So, developing resilience. Okay. Maintaining motivation. Meh, but definitely needed in the early stages. Number one, build your habits. What do I mean by this? Let's talk about it. Let's say you watching want to be in better shape. So what do? You build new habits. Maybe you go for a walk on a daily basis. Maybe you go to the gym, do some cardio, start eating right, sleeping well. You replace old habits with new habits to achieve what it is you're looking for. So when it comes to business, replacing bad habits like maybe sitting on the couch and watching Netflix for 10 hours a day, or, you know, drinking every single night and you can't think the next day when you wake up, and replacing those with productive habits to become resilient in the early stages of business. Like, all right, maybe I'm not going to sit on the couch for 10 hours. I'll sit on the couch for 2 hours, but I'll make 10 sales calls. You are building a habit of reaching out to 10 people on a daily basis. Maybe you need to build a habit of giving a meeting on a daily basis. Building a habit of monitoring your customers and clients and the transactions on a daily basis. I know the things that I'm talking about don't sound too exciting. But the key is to remember that the unsexy stuff, like we're talking about, are the habits that need to be built to build resilience and maintain something of motivation during the early stages. The second thing we're going to talk about is consistency. Consistency of those habits, showing up on a daily basis and making those 10 sales calls, showing up on a daily basis and managing those customers and clients, showing up on a daily basis and giving your team or teams the meetings that they need. The consistency is the key, whether it's 5 days a week, 6 days a week, or like me, 7 days a week. I'm going to give you a little bit of a tip when it comes to consistency and habits. Do them 7 days a week, not five. Doesn't have to be all day long, but at least do the consistency and habits daily, 7 days a week, to really nail down those two things so when you're not motivated, they continue to happen. Believing in you. To be resilient, you have to believe in yourself. Why? Because no one else is going to believe in you other than maybe your mom and dad, maybe. And if they do, awesome. But some people, they don't. And to put into perspective, even if you've accomplished a bunch of stuff and have a beefy resume and are successful in the eyes of many, people still aren't going to believe in you. So what you need to do is believe in yourself. Look in the mirror and believe in that person. Because when people don't believe in you, you can't let that affect your outcome or the work that you put in on a daily basis. Because people will only start believing in you when you begin to do things like pull up in cars that are more than their salary. Lastly, the growth is in the unsexy stuff. The stuff, the tasks that you don't want to do. To build resilience, everything that you need to do is in the unsexy stuff, is waking up at maybe 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, is sending the emails, doing the sales calls, giving the meetings, taking the trash out, vacuuming the floor, helping your team, the unsexy stuff. That's what builds the resilience. That's what supersedes the motivation, because you've built the habits and you're consistent with it. And the unsexy stuff is where all of the growth lies. And let me tell you something, the motivation's not in the unsexy stuff. The motivation's not in the consistency and the habits. The motivation is in the people that didn't believe in you and then do, because you stayed resilient for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and begin winning. All right, guys, that's what I got for you today. Went a little deep on you, but I care about you, and that's why I tell it like it is. I appreciate you. I love you. If you learned anything today, post it up on your stories, tag me, make my day, make your day, and if you really, really, like really, really love me, drop a review, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think. I'll talk to you next time. Can I kick it? Yes, we can. Well, I'm born. Born, man. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the